You may be seated. I've already prayed. I want you to turn your Bibles with me to Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Ephesians, the fourth chapter. I'm starting at this particular, we've read this scripture numerous times. But I want to read it this morning because the Lord has been dealing me with a certain word that I've learned and studied this word over the years, but I really got a chance to really see this word from an apostolic point of view. A lot of times we read the word of God, but we read it from our point of view. Trying to see, many of you have heard me use this statement before, that we must begin to see the word of God from a God-centric point of view, rather than a self-centric point of view. Most times, and it's not our fault, it's based on how we were trained to read the word of God. We read the word of God with what we want out of the word of God, rather than trying to find out what God wants. When we find out what God wants, the Bible says he'll add all these things to us. So this morning, I want to talk to you about the word honor from an apostolic point of view. Let me read this to you. I want to read this to you and see, and so you can see why. The concept of honor was established because God knew that those coming behind will have the same access, power, and authority as those that came before them. Those that come behind, those that are learning from someone who God has been walking with God, the ultimate goal is for you to be just like that person. The ultimate goal is for you to have the same authority, have the same power, have the same results as the person that you're following. Yes. Now, Ephesians, the fourth chapter, not only the same, but you'll be able to do some of the same things. Yes. Why do you think Jesus said, greater works shall you do? Greater works than I did. Jesus was simply saying, you're going to be able to, essentially Jesus was saying, you're going to be able to do the same things I was doing when I was here on earth. But the problem is, under the old paradigm, under religion, there's always been a big person and small people. You know, God can talk to him, but he can't talk to me. God can talk to her, but man, God really talking to her, but he ain't really talking to me. That's just in Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4 verses. Let's read. I'm going to read verse 12, then I'm going to go back to 11, then I'm going to go to 13. How about that? Yes, can y'all keep up with that one? Yes, sir. Starting at verse 12. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. All right. For the maturing of the saints so that they can do the work of the ministry so that the body of Christ can be built. Are you with me? This is why he gave verse 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the maturing of the saints so he can do the work of the ministry so the body of Christ can be built. Now, the body of Christ can be built. It's just not talking about numbers. It's talking about the body of Christ can become cohesive. That means we ain't got just one person able to operate in the gifts. Amen. We got multiple people able to operate in the gifts. We got multiple people that can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. We got multiple people that can speak into somebody's life properly. Yes. Notice what I said, speaking into somebody's life properly. Yes. When they're led by God, yes, not for control. Yes. We are supposed, this is what we're supposed to be maturing to. Yes. Verse 13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man unto, watch this, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So that means we ought to be getting to a position to where those that have been walking with God longer should be at a point to where we don't have to look for an apostle. I need y'all to grow up. Let me thank you, Holy Spirit. This is why the word honor is so important. Go with me to Luke, the sixth chapter. Go with me to Luke, the sixth chapter. Glory to God. Luke, the sixth chapter. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Praise God. Now I'm going to read this particular scripture in two or three different versions, but I'm going to start in the King James Version. Luke chapter 6, verse 40. Luke chapter 6, verse 40. It says that the disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is. Have we seen that word before?
Yes.
Where did we see it at? In Ephesians, right? Ephesians, we saw it in Ephesians, the 12th verse, right? It says, but everyone that is perfect shall be. Now, for those of you who are not Bible scholars and you may be a newborn Christian and you see the word master, don't think about our Americanized reading of the Bible. That word is translated teacher. All right. The best place that I can see that it was used, I like the old kung fu movies. The ones where the words don't match up with the mouth. See, I don't like the modern ones where they give me the ones where the word don't match up with the mouth, and that's a good one. And they would always use the word master. What it simply means is that they were trying to learn something from that particular one who knew more kung fu than them. They wanted to, watch this, they wanted to honor them, prefer them, so that they can learn from them, so that they can be as. They can know, they can apply martial arts just as good as the master. Why? Because they honored the master or the teacher so that they could learn. This is what Jesus is talking about here. Jesus said, the disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. That's where the word honor comes in. See, honor is not something that God can put on you. Honor is not something that you can just inherit. Honor is something that you must decide to do. See, one of the fallacies that we have in the body of Christ is that Jesus did it all. No, Jesus paid for it all. He ain't do it all. Jesus paid for it all, but he didn't do it all. Because if he did it all, then what we here for? If he did it all, then why do we have, why we do have 66 books giving us instructions on how to live and what to do if he did it all? What Jesus did was laid the foundation from which we can stand on to do what God has called us to do. Jesus said something, I only say what the Father tells me to say. Only do what the Father tells me to do. That's an act of honor because he was preferring his Father above himself. So by him, listen to this. See, this is a secret in the supernatural that most people in the world system cannot grab. Because in the world system, it's about domination on each other. It's about who can get ahead of the other person. But in the supernatural, in the spirit world, it's about who can work with somebody else. Who can join themselves. Who can become, this word synergy. Synonymous energy. Yeah. See, it makes no sense It makes no sense. How can we become the home of covenant winners if apostles are the only one successful? How can we be the home of covenant winners if he's the only one that seems to be prospering? If he's the only one seems like he's walking in hell. If he seems like he's the only one got everything going. When Jesus said, I don't do but what the Father tells me to do. And I don't say but what the Father tells me to say. Jesus automatically put himself in a category with God. Because he knew he wasn't in competition with God. He knew that him and God had the same agenda. So therefore, if Jesus and God, you and God have the same agenda, then you ought to have the same authority as God, the same ability as God, the same power as God.
Glory to God.
Honor in the spirit world, let me say it like this. Honor is currency in the kingdom of God. It's how you move. It's how you do things in the kingdom of God. Without honor, without preferring somewhere else above you, without you saying, I'm going to be a disciple, I'm going to be a student, go to Joshua 1 and 8. This is one of my favorite passages of scripture, Joshua 1 and 8. Because we've taken Joshua 1 and 8 and applied it to the whole Bible. Which you can. But that wasn't his original meaning. That wasn't the original concept in Joshua 1. That wasn't the original concept. The original concept was not for you to take the 8th verse and apply it to all the Bible. You can, but that wasn't the original. Watch this in Joshua 1 and 8. Watch what it says. Joshua 1. First of all, the whole Bible wasn't written when it was written. Come on, let's think. The New Testament had not come yet when this was written. And then it said this book of the law. So it's talking about a very specific book. It says, this book of the law shall not depart of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, then thou shalt have good success. This book of the law. Yeah. What book of the law? Watch what he says in verse, let's see. Let's start at verse 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun. So who talking to Joshua? Come on, once you get this. Who talking to Joshua?
The Lord
talking to Joshua, right? Now watch what he says. And he says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot tread upon, I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses. So what Joshua references to? What he said to Moses. All right. Look what he says. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not be any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses. Now, come on. Now, you see something here. He said, as I was with Moses. Now, what is Joshua's reference again? His reference is Moses. So that means Joshua had to be around Moses to know how God was with Moses. So he already has expectation of what authority he's going to have, what power he's going to have, what insight he's going to have, how God is going to be with him, because he was with Moses and saw God with Moses. Listen, we are in a great position here at Word of Life. We're in a great position because we're able to see God with our apostle. So therefore, we see, watch this, we in our present, we can see our future. See, all right, be seated, watch this, be seated. There shall not be able to stand, any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Verse 6, he say, be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people thou shalt divide for an inheritance of the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Now this book, what book? The book that Moses gave you. Let me read another version for you. Let me read another version of Luke 6:40. Let me read another version. Let's see. In the Message Bible, Luke the 6th chapter, the 4th verse. I'm jumping back and forth for a reason because I want you to see something. In the Message Bible, he said, he quoted a proverb, an apprentice does not lecture the master. The point is to be careful who you follow as your teacher. Because it's known that whoever you follow as your teacher, that's who you become. See, honor is so important because it's something that you have to decide to do. Now, why is honor important? Honor is important because there is a day that some of us are able to walk in the same grace as apostle, but it doesn't mean that we are apostle. See, it's man that get hooked up on titles. It's man that get hooked up on titles because titles cause ego sometimes. Listen, if I get the same results as apostle, if I get the same insight as apostle, you know, for my life, you know, if I get the same authority as apostle, you ain't got to call me apostle. I just won't walk in it. Are y'all seeing this? See, the world system is all about competition and it's all about who can be the best. You know, I was talking to my lawyer the other day. It's a good friend of mine. He's a Jewish. He's a Jew. And I've been knowing him for years. He's a great guy. And he told me the other day, he said, Leroy Jr., he said, this might be contrary to what society is telling you. He said, but I want you to be, he said, I want you to be in the middle of the pack. Mm-hmm. I say, what you mean? Because what when you're in the middle of the pack, that means you're average, huh? Yeah. Right? He said, no, that's not what I'm talking about. He said, you ever watch those nature shows? Where the lion or the cheetah or whatever is hunting. He said, who they go after? I say they go after the ones in the back. He said sometimes it depends on the angle. They might get the ones in the front of the pack. He said, but you know who the safest? What's my point for saying that is, stop judging yourself according to world standards. Stop judging yourself of where you at in life based on what the world system say. Listen, as long as you're hearing the voice of God, as long as you're doing what God called you to do, God can take you anywhere he wants you to go. See, it's not about it's not about you being in front. It's about you being in the midst of the will of God. See, this is why honor is so important because without honor, without honor, you cannot break yourself down to be able to see where you need to be held accountable. See, honor puts you in that position. The worst person to be around is an egotistical person. Oh, I can't stand being around egotistical people. Oh, I can't. It bothers me. Being around egotistical people. Just know everything. Just, oh, my God. You can't talk to them. You can't reason with them. See, reason why honor is your choice. See, this, all I'm explaining to you is how God set the system up. Because if you see in the beginning when God created man and woman, it was about honor then. Because God gave them instructions. And they had to choose to honor those instructions. See, where we get tripped up at is we think we don't have to honor his instructions, but get the benefits. We have to be able to honor instructions from God. We have to be able to honor the word of God. Listen, why is this important? In these last days, they got preachers that don't honor the word of God. The Bible talks that in the last days, the very elect will be fooled. There are preachers that don't honor the word of God. All right, give you an example. Go to 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. Talking about honor. Honor means to prefer. That's the word, is to prefer, to put something before yourself. But you got to watch what you put before yourself. Because whatever you put before yourself, that's where you're going. So at the end, it's still your choice. So you can't just put, you just can't just all willy-nilly follow anybody. You can't follow nobody because they're popular. You can't follow nobody because it seems like they got it going on. You got to be there and observe. That's why in LTMA with ministers, with LTMA, they go through an interview process, they go through an application process, and after they do that, they got a 2-year probation. We want to make sure this is what you want. We want you to watch and see. That's why I don't implore nobody to just automatically join no church. Go there a couple of Sundays. See what's happening. See what they're doing. See what they're teaching. Are you getting anything? See, if you go a couple of Sundays, you don't get nothing, don't go back. Because whatever you honor, that's what you become. All right, they got preachers that don't even honor the word of God. Look in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. I think I'm going to have to start. I think Holy Spirit, you may have to help me on this one. I think I know where. 1 Corinthians, I'm in 2nd. Go to 1 Corinthians 6. Okay, watch this. They got preachers that don't honor the word of God. Now, when we read this scripture, we're going to settle the subject of homosexuality. Okay, we're going to settle this. You should have no issues after you read this scripture. Are we clear? There ain't gonna be no ambiguity. No, yeah, but ain't none of that. This is all right, because I'm proving point to you. This is why it's important that you honor, prefer. Other words, when you honor the word of God, you put the word of God in such high esteem and such high regard that it don't matter what anybody else come say. Don't matter what revelation they say they came up with. It doesn't matter what other scripture they come and twist. 1 Corinthians, I'm still talking about honor. 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter and the 9th verse. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? But the apostle Paul said, don't you know that, right? You know that the unrighteous ain't going to inherit the kingdom of God. All right, so in case you want to know who the unrighteous are. Be not deceived, neither fornicators. Notice T-O-R-S. That's people who practice. And that's not somebody who make a mistake. Got caught up for a season and didn't repent. That's not what I'm talking about. It's somebody who keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it. All right? Because I don't want to hear this foolishness about we don't love. I don't. I'm not tired of that. I honor the word of God, so God's word take precedence in my life. Not how you feel. Nor adulterers, nor adulterers, nor effeminate. You got quiet. Yeah. Nor effeminate.
That's right.
When you look up the word effeminate, there's a positive and a negative. Positive effeminate means to be soft. It's a positive. There's something that's supposed to be soft. But then there's a negative. Because see, you got to understand the Greek. It's a romantic language. Sometimes you got to, when a word is said in Greek, it had to be in a certain situation so you get the definition. In another situation, they say the word, it means another definition. But in this particular definition, the way it's used negatively. And it's actually referring to homosexuality. So watch this. It says, "Let's go. Look at the beginning. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Right? Then it start naming. Then it get to nor effeminate. So you ain't got to be. Listen, transgender. That's effeminate. That's a man wanting to be a woman." See, y'all done got quiet on me. See, when you honor the word of God and you walk in honor, that means that you become honorable.
Right.
Honorable means you have integrity. Honorable means you walk a certain way. You have ethics about yourself. So that means you're just not gonna go with everything everybody else doing and saying. I don't care what laws they make. See, when we're talking about honor, we're talking about something we choose to do. Something that we have decided. I'm going to honor the word of God, and it doesn't matter what anybody else say. Jesus said, he said, you're going to be hated for my name's sake. So if you keep making everybody around you happy with the way you think, especially if you honor the word of God. If you honor the word of God, sometimes people around you gonna get upset with you. But once again, watch how this tying together. But once again, God told Joshua,
yes, sir,
I'm gonna be with you like I was with
Moses.
So if you decide to honor the word of God,
yes,
God is gonna be with you.
Yes.
See, I need you to understand this. I need you to understand this because, you know, I need you to understand this because it seems like in our society, things are getting darker. And if we don't watch ourselves, without the apostolic, without covenant, without honor, that stuff will backwash into the church. It will backwash into the church. This is why Apostle teaches us the way he does. The reason why he ministers to us the way he does is because he has a responsibility to teach us,
yes, sir,
to live,
yes, sir,
how God wants us to live. And so because we honor that, because we honor him, and because we honor the word of God, because we honor what God wants, it will cause us sometimes to seem like we are standing alone. But God is with you. You are you with his word? Then he's with you. See, now the problem is some preachers don't even honor the word of God. They're making excuses. They're making excuses. Listen, If you can't take what Apostle Paul says here, then leave Romans 10, 8, 9, 10 alone. Because the same author, same Holy Ghost. So for those of you who know what Romans 10, 8, 9, 10, that's what Paul gave us, how to be born again. So based on what the Apostle Paul is saying, watch this now, those that practice homosexuality can't be Christians. I'm not talking about somebody that may be struggling and looking for a way out. I'm talking about somebody who just say, that's how they gonna be. And you gonna accept me as a Christian. No, I'm not. Because the Bible says you ain't gonna inherit the kingdom of God. See, we have to learn to honor the word of God. Either we gonna honor the word or we ain't. Either we gonna honor it or we ain't. Honor simply means to prefer. To put above ourselves so that we can draw from. You may be seated. Be seated. Hallelujah. I said earlier that honor is the currency of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Now, faith is the currency of the supernatural. Now, watch this. Is it possible for you to have faith and no honor? It is. It is. It's possible you to have faith and no honor. You ain't gonna go nowhere. You ain't gonna accomplish nothing. Two examples. I think it's in Exodus 12th chapter. Numbers, the 12th chapter. Numbers, the 12th chapter. I'm almost done.
Take your time.
Numbers, the 12th chapter. Numbers, the 12th chapter. Maybe some of y'all notice where I'm going. I want you to see something in this. Numbers, the 12th chapter, we'll start at verse 1. It says, now, and Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses. Now, based on Joshua, we already know that God was with Moses. So when they speak against Moses, all right. Now watch this now. Because of the Ethiopian women which he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. Now, once again, y'all, come out and stop reading the Bible from your American eyeglasses. Your Americanized eyeglasses. He got mad at Moses because he married a black woman. That's not why. Even though she was black. But that's not why. You want to know why? The reason why they got mad at Moses because he married an Ethiopian woman. Notice they didn't say a black woman, an Ethiopian woman, because during that time, Ethiopia was a prosperous country. And so when Moses married this Ethiopian woman, what they thought Moses was telling them is, I'm above y'all. Because remember, Moses was raised in the palace, right? They were slaves. So it was really their inferiority complex that caused them to get mad with Moses. But if they only learn to honor Moses, Moses is going to bring them up out of that inferiority. Are y'all starting to see what the importance of honor? It doesn't matter where you are in life. If God connects you to somebody that's honorable and you begin to honor them, God will cause you to come up to their level. And so when you come up to that level, you have to remain honorable, because now it's you and them operating in the same gifts and authorities and powers. See, honor puts us in a position to where we can access the same authority, the same power, the same results, because it won't go to our heads. See, we are, there are some people in here, but there should be a point where we have over 50% of the people operating the same grace that apostles are operating in. And we're working in covenant and working in conjunction, and we're able to make a bigger impact on our communities. Why? Because he may be the apostle, but because I'm connected to him, I'm apostolic. Yeah. I don't have to wear the title. I just want the power and the authority. Yeah. Is this making sense? See, watch how this makes sense. Watch how this makes sense. Satan's whole MO is to divide and conquer. What he did to Adam and Eve, he got them divided and then he conquered them. See, God is all about, God never, why would God, listen to me, why would God make us in his image after his likeness and keep us below? Got another question for you. We just got through with Passover and we just got through Easter and we got through the resurrection. Why would Jesus pay the price he paid and expect the same out of us? Come on, let's think about this. Why would Jesus pay the price he paid on the cross? Do you realize the price the price that God paid? God gave us his only begotten son. He gave us his only begotten son to put us back in the position that Adam and Eve were in before they ate off the tree. All right? So why would God compromise then? Why would God begin to say, would God would compromise and say, okay, I know Jesus died on the cross. I know he shed his blood for your sins. I know all that, but you can keep doing what you're doing anyway. Ain't no way in the world. So that's why honoring comes into play. I prefer his word over everything. Somebody says something, somebody come out with something crazy, let me compare it to his word. Here's the point of Ephesians 1 and 11. If I don't understand, I can't figure it out, then God has put people in my life that can help me figure it out. Notice what I said. I ain't say God put people in your life to do it for you. He put people in your life to help you figure it out so you can do it for yourself. Let's keep reading. So Miriam, you know why him and Aaron got upset, and it was more so Miriam than Aaron, because Miriam the one that was started the stuff. It wasn't because of no slavery or nothing like that. It was because they thought that Moses was, in their mind, Moses was really telling them that he was better than them, that he couldn't marry. He married above their level. That's what it was about. Moses married who he wanted to marry. And they'd have stuck with Moses. If they see what they did, their level was going to be raised. Because notice, when Miriam and Aaron said this, and they murmured against God, they had money. They had money. What was their problem? It's mental. See, that's why God put the fivefold ministry gifts in our lives. So that our mentality can improve. See, once again, your spirit is perfect already. Your spirit is perfect already. If you're made at the image of God, which you are, your spirit is already perfect. So what's the problem? It's our mind. So it goes back in Ephesians 4. It says, so that we won't be tossed and to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, teaching your mindset. This is why God put the fivefold in our lives, so that our mentality, our soul, our mindset can change. Because we can't go no further. It's proven. Your spirit is just like God.
Amen.
But you couldn't get out of sin until you repented, until you allowed the blood of Jesus to wash over your soul. And so you became a new creature. A new way of thinking. See, so the problem with Miriam and Aaron is they had the wrong way of thinking, and they were connected to the person. They were connected to the person that was going to change the way they think, but because of some outside circumstances that they didn't like, they blocked themselves temporarily from being where he is. Because remember now, Moses was to lead them. He was leading them to the what? Promised land. You can't go to the promised land if you don't honor the leader. All right, let's keep reading. Listen to verse 2. And they said, hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Now, there's two things I want you to see here. I want you to see this. Number one, God was speaking to them. God was speaking to them. They were hearing God as just like Moses can hear God. But the problem is they didn't have the same mentality toward God as Moses had toward God. So that means they, watch this, even though they had the same the rights and abilities and giftings, they didn't have the same mentality. So therefore, they were stifled. And they're thinking, well, Moses was liberated. So watch this. It's not about the ability. Because the ultimate goal is you are, if you under a leader that don't want you to be, to get to where they are, you need to leave. Listen, I'm telling somebody watching. We all know here in Word Life, those online, we know. But if you listening to me for the first time and you with a leader and that leader is hiding information from you so you won't know some things, so you can stay below them, you need to get from around them. And the Lord heard it. Now, I love this part because this is, you know, y'all know who wrote Numbers, right? Moses. Moses wrote Numbers. So watch what verse 3 say. Now the man Moses was very meek. That's Moses writing about himself. Oh, where Moses ain't worried about Aaron and Miriam, ain't worried about none of them. And his mentality was different. He's like, I ain't worried about none of them. I know God is with me. God, I'm not even gonna come against them. You're gonna have to deal with this. See, this the mentality that you're gonna have to get in this world system. Because some people are going to come against you just because of what you believe. Just because of what you stand for. Just because of what you don't stand for. You're going to get like Moses. God is with you. So these little measly attacks that people try to put on your life, don't get all up in arms. First of all, the Bible said they're going to hate you for his name's sake. Then God said, I'm with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So what are you wasting energy fighting them for? Talking about raise your mentality. See, you are not of this world. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm starting to see what honor is all about. Honor is all about so that your mentality can match the mentality of your leader. Not only in what you can have and what you can do and what you can say, but matched in how he or she thinks about God and his agenda. Now that's powerful. When your mentality matches what your leader mentality is about God's agenda, the rest of that stuff is automatic.
Good word,
young man. Watch this. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses. And we know they can hear from God, right? Because watch this. Watch what verse 5. Watch what verse 4 say. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam. So they can hear God. So hearing God ain't got nothing to do with this. Hearing God has nothing to do with this. What God, we know they can hear from God because God called Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. So they all can hear God. And the Lord speaks suddenly unto Moses and Aaron and unto Miriam. Come ye out three unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And the three came out. The three came out because all three heard. Once again, I'm talking about your abilities in the supernatural has nothing to do with how God gonna use you. Because in the supernatural, there is ranks. In the supernatural, there is authority. In the supernatural, there is a place. We are the body of Christ. All of us have our place in the body of Christ. And we have to honor each other. We have to honor each other so each other can do their part. That's why it can't be no jealousy. And see, the LTMA, that's why I tell the LTMA, we don't have no competition on who got the biggest church. But what, the biggest church? Who cares you got the biggest church? Nor do we care if you got the smallest church. All we want to know is, are you after what God wants? Because if you after what God wants, everything else will take care of itself. Verse 5, and the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. So that proves again that they can hear from God, right? Yes, watch what God says. And he said, hear now my words. Is he talking? Who he talking to? So they can hear God, right? He said, hear now my words. If there will be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in the dark speeches, and the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? Now, here's the point I want you to see. We know they can hear from God, but God knew their mentality was not ready to hear what Moses is hearing. So until their mentality is ready to hear what Moses is going to hear, I need you to hear what Moses is saying until you get to a point till you can handle what I'm going to tell you. So it's not the intentions of God not to ever. See, God can't say everything for your life through apostle. Some things God want to talk to you directly. But if your mentality ain't right, and if you're going to abuse what God telling you, God ain't saying nothing to you. Because the only time God speaks to us directly is to improve our lives to better advance the kingdom. God never speaks to us to improve our lives just to improve our lives. See, we got to understand that. God never speaks to us just to improve our lives just for the sake of improving our lives. When God speaks to us, it's for the sake of improving our lives so we can improve the kingdom here on earth. Because God cannot be expressed. Do you realize that Romans the 8th chapter? Go to Romans the 8th chapter. Romans the 8th chapter. I'm closing right here. Romans the 8th chapter. Romans the 8th chapter. Watch this. Romans the 8th chapter. Watch this. Romans the 8th chapter. Verse 18. He said, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. All right, revealed in us. See, this is talking about here on earth. Right? Everybody in heaven is walking in glory. So glory don't have to be revealed. Everybody in heaven is walking in glory. Glory all around them, under their feet, all on their head, over their head, all around them. They're in glory. So they don't nothing don't have to be revealed. So if glory gonna be revealed, it's gotta be in a place that hadn't seen his. Verse 20, for the creature was made subject to vanity, not willing, but by reason of him who has subject the same in hope. Listen to this, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Are you seeing this? Verse 22, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Other words, watch this. The creature waited for the what? Manifestation means you were one thing. Through a process, you became something else. What you think that process is? Ephesians 4 and 12. See, Ephesians 4 and 12, that process can't, the manifestation of the sons of God cannot take place until you taught to be a son of God. It says, for as many as receive him, right? That's John, right? What it says in 8:14 here though? For as many as are what?
Led.
They are. It's no longer become. So there's a process that takes place. There's a process that takes place. There's a process that you want to, many as receive Jesus, to them, you're given the power to become. But here we see in Romans 8, the Apostle Paul says, for as many as are by the Spirit of God, they are the Son. What happened from becoming to are? So it had to be something that happened in the middle. See, this is why honor is so important, because without honor, you can't make that transition. See, Miriam and Aaron thought they had made that transition. But all they heard, they weren't able to handle what God really wanted to do with them, because they couldn't handle what Moses wanted to bring them. But if they sit there and be quiet and honor and let the sword of the Spirit, when the apostle brings it out, cut you and let you bleed, then when you heal up, you'll be in another position. See, this word honor is so important. Honor is the secret that it's the word that the world system don't understand. They don't understand it. Man, it's no honor. That's why we got our court systems. Not honorable. Will do anything to anybody for their own self-pleasure. But in the kingdom, that's not how we're supposed to be. In the kingdom, we got to make this process from just having the power. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. The fivefold ministry gift is the ones that unleashes the power that's in John. For you, because in John, you just got the power to become. That, watch this. That don't mean that you're going to manifest. You got the power to manifest. But in the 8th chapter of Romans, in the 14th verse, you are the Son of God because you know how to be
led.
So that process, the fivefold ministry, is to teach us how to be
led.
Without honor, without preferring, if you come here, why do you come to Water Life Christian Center if you're not going to meditate what Apostle says? What's the purpose? What's the reason? What? Well, hold on. I got the same testimony. God connected me here. So if God connected me here, that means God wants to take me from just having the power to become to being able to manifest. Because if I don't manifest, then the creature's going to sit there and keep waiting. Remember what I said? Now I'm closing here. Remember what I said? God working through you, or God speaking to you to improve your life, is not just for the sake of improving your life. God working through you, God talking to you, is to improve your life so that you can manifest the kingdom. If you have no intention, that's why honor is important, because honor allows you to pick up the same mentality as your leader. So when you pick up the same mentality as your leader, when God talks to you, it can be clear. You can be on the same wavelength, same mindset as Apostle, and God will talk to you about a situation in your life, and it'd be as if Apostle talked to you. Because that's the way it's supposed to be. At some point in your life, watch this, at some point in your life, you got to get to a point where you're adding to.
Come on.
Remember I talked about the word synergy. Synonymous energy. At some point, you ought to be at a point to where you're adding to Apostle. Because watch this, when you add to Apostle, that means he can go further and reach out more, because he ain't got to keep looking out for us, because we can look out for ourselves. He ain't got to come put out this fire, because we're going to put it out. He ain't got to come take care of this situation, because we're going to take care of it. The Bible said, let them call for the elders, not the apostles, the pastors, Come on, now y'all hear me. Not the pastor, the evangelist, the prophet. He said, let them call for the elders of the church. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Saul. King Saul had instructions and was dishonorable. Samuel told him, the prophet Samuel told him, go to Gilgal. I think it was Gilgal. He said, go there. I'll be there in 7 days. He said, when I get there, we're going to offer a burnt offering. He went. King Saul went. When he got there, after 7 days, Samuel didn't show up. So he took it upon himself to offer burnt offerings to God. When Samuel arrived, he had noticed that he already burnt the offering. So he asked him, why are you burnt the offering? And I told you I'll be here. Saul said, you ain't show up on time. And since that's what he was saying. He said, you ain't show up when you say you're going to show up. And these people was bothering me. So I went on and burnt the offering so we can offer God so we can get on doing what we got to do. Do you know what Samuel's response to him was? God has rejected you. Your kingdom shall no longer be. See, just because you have the ability to do something, if you haven't received direct word from God, see, that stuff may work in the world, so that stuff don't work in the supernatural. That don't work in the supernatural. See, he lost the whole kingdom. He lost all the authority and power he had because of dishonor. Because he couldn't be patient and say, okay, I have the same mindset as the one who gave me instructions. See, Apostle changed some things with the service. I don't know if y'all know this. Now, for me to come up here and do something different is out of order. So we're going to do the same thing if he decides to go on a sabbatical for a year and me and Montreal alternate, we're going to do the same thing he say to do until he give us other instructions. Because it's not about ego. It's not about what makes us look good. It's about what God wants. See, this is where we have to get to in the body of Christ, to where we are mature enough to have the same authority, to have the same ability, to have the same power, and not disrupt God's agenda. Because what happens most time when somebody get the same authority, the same power, they're going to be like Miriam and Aaron. They're going to disrupt what God is doing because they think, because God talking to them, because they lay hands on a few people and then they got well. When they don't realize that the reason why they were able to hear from God and able to lay hands on a few people and they get healed is because of their connection, because of their ability to honor. Honor the word of God at all costs. At all costs. Honor the word of God. We're coming to age, society, a culture to where men have their own devices, their own imagination, their own thoughts. Even when it comes to reading the Bible, they're going to twist the Bible, turn the Bible upside down, cherry pick the Bible, do what they want to do with the Bible. But we have to be able to honor the word of God.
Yes, sir.
Choose to be honorable. Choose to honor. There are some places that you want to go in life. There are some things that you want to achieve in life. There are some things you want to accomplish. God wants you to accomplish them. But you're going to accomplish them the way he designed for them to come. I know the thoughts.
Yes, sir.
That I think towards you. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end.
Yes,
God has a certain way he wants to accomplish it in your life.
Yes,
so that's why he gave us fivefold, the fivefold, so that we can, so that we won't be children tossed to and fro,
right,
and carried about with every wind of doctrine.
Thank you.
But if you don't choose to honor, then your mentality will stay on the same level.
Yeah. Amen.
Because Luke 6 and 40, again, I'm repeating myself, it says the student can't be greater than the teacher.
That's right.
But if the student allowed a teacher to perfect them or to mature them, they will be as the teacher. I don't know about you, and I'm closing right here. I don't know about you, but the example that Apostle is leading before us, as far as how myself, Shauna, Montrella Darnell, how we treat him, I want that same thing in my life. I got it with my daughters, but I got it because I honored, so I learned some things. So I was able to import them into my children. And so my goal is to help let them import it into their children. Don't y'all realize that's how society changed? Society changed when, this is why I want y'all to live a long time. I'm so glad Apostle teaching on health. Because there's some things, some wisdom that, there's some wisdom that my young people have. Come here, y'all catch on. Did y'all catch on? They got some wisdom that my young people have that the younger people need to have access to. Because they got so much coming into this system now, and so much coming into this world that you can't Google everything and find everything out. They got AI coming out. AI don't know everything. Artificial intelligence. There you go. Artificial intelligence don't know the mind of God. AI don't know how to access the mind of God. AI can only access what man has already thought of. God's mind can think of things that man ain't even fathom about yet. And so we need our young saints to stay alive to teach us how to access the mind of God. So that the younger saints won't think the mind of God is Google.